Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, because I'm in Orlando. I'm in sunny Florida at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, and also have been at Walt Disney World and over in the Animal Kingdom. That's a crazy place. When you wake up in the morning and a giraffe is looking in your window, that's pretty cool. And we're here, as I said earlier, celebrating Small Business Week with the SBA, and sitting across from me, someone I've met before, someone we've done this show face-to-face before, but we've also done it in a remote situation. Lynn Connolly is Director of Strategic Alliances for Office Depot, and she's our good friend. Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I want to thank you on behalf of my friends at the SBA. I want to thank you for the abiding support that Office Depot provides to the SBA.
Well, we are thrilled to be here, and what an exciting week it is to celebrate small business and for the SBA to have their award winners here, and we're celebrating their successes throughout the year. It's just a really exciting time.
Well, the one of the things that happens here, folks, is these partners, these corporate partners, and you'll see this if you go on the SBA's website, sba.gov, and if you put a /50 on that, you'll go directly to the expo suite of the SBA's website, or just there's a main link there on their homepage, sba.gov. What you'll see is the corporate partners who have decided to come in here and they've contributing their time and their resources, financial and human resources, to help make this conference a great one. And what's happening in some cases is each company is taking a piece of the action, so to speak. And Office Depot is doing the final gala on Friday night.
Yeah,
you're sponsoring that.
We're excited. We're going to be honoring the Hall of Famers, which
right.
are small businesses that started with an SBA loan. And they have now succeeded in their business in a tremendous way. And so they honor them at the Hall of Fame dinner, and Office Depot is a big part of that.
Right. That's a big soiree. I remember last year's. It was a lot of fun, and we had, you know, there was a great band there. And it's so much fun to come here and see all the things that are going on. There are two or three different beehives happening at this thing. There's the matchmaking events. There's the expert panels. You're going to be on an expert panel later today.
We're on the branding panel, so in the marketing and branding panel, and it will be an exciting panel. There are several experts that are really going to provide insight, knowledge to how do you brand and build your business through marketing plans and marketing strategies.
Absolutely, and that's a lot of fun. There are dozens of experts who, like Lynn, who are going to be here talking about those different things that in these panels, and also in those panels, they're going to be question and answer opportunities.
Yes.
So the audience will be able to ask questions. And folks, I'll remind you, some of these are going to be on the website. I'm not sure if they're live. They're going to be at least archived. But if you go to the SBA.gov site, you'll be able to see perhaps the simulcast of some of these because I've moderated these panels before, and I'm doing one later today, actually two later today. But they have the cameras are in there, and they're picking up the whole thing. So even if you weren't able to be here at the conference, you can go to that site and check it out. Lynn, as Director of Strategic Alliances for Office Depot, tell us about what you do.
My role at the company is really to identify strategic partners. We really believe that alliance marketing is the future, and we want to build partnerships not only with just our customers but also our suppliers, our distributors. So we work with them. Obviously, I think as a small business owner, what you want to try to do is once you identify your core target customer, is then reach out to other businesses within the community that are also interested in that core customer, and then see if there's a way you can build an alliance with them to reach out to that customer and provide them actually more benefits than you could alone with your business.
You know, Lynn, at the end of the last century, that sounds funny when you say it now. At the end of the last century, I looked ahead and tried to see what I thought were the key fundamental elements of operating, especially a small business. And I decided that there were three. Mm. One is technology. One is networking. And the other is strategic alliances. And that's what you're talking about. The third one there is strategic alliances.
Yeah, and we think it's critically important to the future because you just can't do it all. And you have to get very disciplined around your core competency and what you can bring to the customer. But by extending your resources out to other companies or suppliers, you can then extend your benefit to that customer. And that, I think, is going to be a huge driver in the future of business.
Well, for big businesses and small businesses. And folks, this is a lesson. You've heard me say this before. There are some things that I think big businesses can learn from us, but we've got to be looking at big companies. And instead of saying, oh, well, they're big guys, that, you know, that's not how we do things, there are components of how they operate their business that we need to be paying attention to. And if you look at the big companies, and you heard many of them on this show, when you hear them coming on my show talking about what they're doing, listen to them talking about the way they're partnering with people. And you know, Lynn, 25, 30 years ago, you didn't see it that much. Everybody was considered a competitor almost. And today, you're seeing lots of dual or triple brands in one effort.
Yes, and it's just networking and networks are critical to the success. And that's part of a strategic alliance, is having a network of people that you can turn to and businesses that you can turn to when you know your customer needs more than just what you have. How do the two of you come together and design something for that customer that's more powerful? And that's really the direction. I also think that as you build alliances, you really need to go to the chamber, go to like a chamber meeting if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And identify those companies that are on the same path that you are on, that are looking for a competitive edge, that are looking for an advantage, and that together we're stronger. We're stronger with many than more than just one. So you can bring a lot more to the table with good partners than you can just by yourself.
You know, I have two little phrases that I like to repeat. And if I talk to a company that I think is sort of my peer in terms of size and capability, but they have other things, I say this to them. I say, what can we do together?
Mm-hmm.
But if I talk to a large company, a company that's, I'm sort of the mouse and they're the lion, one of my favorite things to say is, what can I do to help you? It's amazing the answers that you will get, folks, when you walk up to a larger company and you say, what can I do to help you? That phrase, that them seeing that you have that kind of vision and being able to back that up with some creativity really gets you established in their mind as a partner, as a prospective partner, not just as a small business, some backwater mom and pop. Then we got to take a quick break. Lynn Connolly is our guest, folks. It's 20 after. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back. Lynn is Director of Strategic Alliances at Office Depot. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Back at 23 after, to Robert Cray on guitar, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with my good friend Lynn Connolly, Director of Strategic Alliances at Office Depot. And Lynn, speaking of strategic alliances, not only what you do, but what we were just talking about, you guys put together a pretty cool little strategic alliance recently with a celebrity.
Yes, we actually have designed our own furniture line with Christopher Lowell. And it's,
now, there might be three or four people who don't know who Christopher Lowell is. So for those two or three, tell us who he is.
Yes, he has his own television show that really speaks to how do you organize your office, how do you design, create a space in your office that is really most efficient and is most comfortable for you as a small business owner.
Home office or otherwise.
Home office, small office. Mm-hmm. Please stop by Office Depot. Take a look at the Christopher Lowell line. It is really
pretty
fabulous,
cool.
And it's selling out very quickly. So we're thrilled to have him here on site with us actually today. He's doing a book signing. He's speaking, and he's a delightful person too. So if he happens to show up in one of your towns and you see that he's at one of our stores, please stop by. You'll really enjoy it.
But that's an example of how a big company took another brand and found a way to find some synergy and to find an opportunity to serve their customers better. And small businesses can take that example and maybe boil it down a little bit. Just think in our terms, and do something very similar.
Right. We actually call that a destination brand. So we were trying to build an alliance with a celebrity or some type of product that was a destination driver that we knew our customers needed and wanted and would also have a recognizable brand name to help them to promote it within our stores. So he's designed an extremely a great looking line, but two, it's highly functional for the small business owner. I want to touch back upon something that you mentioned before the break that said to your viewers that what can I do for you? And you were suggesting that they ask anybody that they're trying to solicit for business. And as being in the corporate world, what I can share with your audience is that we are strapped with resources. Many large corporations have not as many people as they used to have. They've downsized to certain degrees through this economic time. And thanks to all of your viewers who are small business owners that are revitalizing this economy, because really, congratulations to all of you. You're the ones that are doing it. And we're seeing the upticks in the economy and the number because of all of your hard work. But what can you do to get in the door of large corporations? And really, if you said what Jim did, what can I do to help you? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a resource that can come to me and say, what can I do? And I can give you some deliverables, and you can come back to me. Companies of our size, people need more resources out there. We're not going to be able to hire more people, but we can certainly hire resources from the outside to help us get done all of that that we need to get done.
Well, and what happens sometimes is we get a 20th century mentality, which is I have things to sell, you buy things, buy my stuff.
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, yeah, I want them to buy my stuff, but maybe they want it a little bit differently. Maybe they want it turned up on its side. Maybe it needs to go in the door upside down or painted another color or delivered, at a different hour or whatever it is. And there's no way for us to know that until whether it's somebody we're doing business with and it's just a customer situation or an alliance that we'd like to build. Ask that question, what can I do for you? You'll be amazed. Two things will happen. Number one, I think you'll get business. But number two, your position in their mind, in the way they think of you, in terms of being visionary, in terms of being a partner, not a vendor, that's where you'll be. They'll think of you more that way, as a partner.
Right. And research companies that have the same core target that you do, that have the same customer. So go out there and research. Find the large companies that have the same customer that you have. Then identify what's missing. What are they not delivering to that customer base? See if you can create something for them that would really go well with their customer and deliver something back to their customer. Now, you need to bring it to them in full form in kind of a turnkey operation. Don't go in and say, here's what I'd like to do, and by the way, you're going to have to implement with all your people. You've got to figure out the concept that you can bring in and say, and I can implement this in its entirety for you.
Mm-hmm. That's the turnkey approach, or alpha to omega, as I call it. That's exactly right. That's one of the things I've learned. Is that if you, when you're dealing, especially with a larger company, if you do as much as you can yourself, and even if you don't have the ability to do some of the things that you would like to be able to do, that's where the other strategic alliance comes in. Bring in another smaller company, maybe to put that piece of the puzzle together. But when it winds up in front of your big customer, it looks seamless.
Exactly.
And they basically just say, my favorite thing to say is, all you have to do is say yes, write the check, and reap the benefits. That's what my goal is.
And as we go through this economic upturn, what's going to really grow your business are these alliances.
Yeah.
Start seeking them out. Go be a part of different organizations. Get out there. You have to be present. You have to meet people. You have to understand what their needs are. You have to understand what you can deliver back to your customer base through that partnership. And you will grow your business that way.
Well said, Lynn Connolly. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I appreciate, again, on behalf of the SBA, thank you for Office Depot's support.
You're welcome. And congratulations to all the small business owners out there. Stop by Office Depot. We're celebrating Small Business Month. So
That's
we
right.
look forward to seeing you in our store and helping you out. Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lynn. All right, quick break. I'll be right back. It's 29 after. Got Michael Pappas on in just a few minutes. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.